Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
How cold should you keep your apartment? How many dishes should you leave in the sink? How many guests can come over without notice? These are all questions we're going to attempt to answer and argue about and agree upon in this episode that's all about...
roommates!
How about that? We did it.
Six. I'm kidding.
No!
Sorry! No. I'm sorry! I'm trying!
And on that note, we are wonderfully greeted and welcomed today by our incredible guest, Kel Kripe, great comedian, TikToker, all-around great person. Hello, hi.
Hey, everybody. Hello, hi. I'm so happy to be here. I just want to say I've never said that before. Like, the 6-7 thing, that was my first attempt at saying it.
I honestly landed.
Okay, good.
I think you should say it more often.
Wait, am I, like, completely lost?
On the 6-7 thing?
I'm just trying to play along. I don't know
what's,
what 6 or
y'all
7
know
is.
What's 6-7? I think it's like a teenager thing.
It is a teenager thing. Wait, I hear they're afraid of 8.
Can you tell me?
That was crazy.
See, that wasn't millennial. What's the one above millennial?
7, 8,
that's
Gen X.
I'm X. I'm Gen,
what are you
I might
talking
be the
about?
First Gen X, Gen Z.
What are you talking about?
Okay, first explain that, then we shall move on to roommates.
Oh, 6-7. Okay. I actually don't think I could explain it. But I just was like trying to appeal to the youth immediately.
Got it. Yeah. The youth are loving this right
appeal.
Now.
Shout out to the youth.
And that appeals to them, saying yeah. that. They're like, oh, that's me.
The youth loves when you call them the youth.
Yeah,
they really do. Are we ready for our first roommate assumption? Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Ready.
I assume everyone has at least one roommate horror story. I think that's a guarantee.
Yes. Yeah. That's not an assumption.
Yeah.
That, I think we all do.
It's a guarantee.
I feel like the roommate horror story is like, bringing people back to the home without notice, like having a party when you gotta get up at like 6 a.m. in the next morning, or not taking out the trash and having an excuse, and then you are like, you know what, I'm just gonna prove a point. I'm never gonna take out the trash to see what they do, and then it piles up, you know, beyond the height of the refrigerator, you know, little things like that.
So have you told Ian this?
You know, Ian's not in this episode for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I needed to air it out now. No, it wasn't actually him.
Did you two ever actually live together?
We did. We lived together for 4 years.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Within the party thing, that does make me think this wasn't my direct roommates, but I was on floor 2 of 2 floors and directly below us. Uh-huh. The guys had a party and I was trying so hard to be chill. Like, I didn't want to be neighbor that complains about the sound. But then it was, I think, 4 a.m. and I woke up to Alvin and the Chipmunks' Bad Day cover. And I was like, we're calling it. I was
I
think we can call it there, guys. We should be going home anyway.
It's time to go home.
Oh my God.
And I just texted, I was like, hey guys, I'm really sorry. I have work in like 3 hours. Oh my gosh. And they're like, yeah, no. what we're trying to get. I think that was a song to try to get people out.
Oh, they were trying to.
I think they were trying to get people out.
Got it. Wow. Horror stories, roommates. Yeah.
Horror stories.
Horror stories. I guess it's just how you think of what horror is.
Okay.
Very true.
Sure.
No. I don't think I. I really.
You're
don't.
Not being accused of anything. No. It's okay. It's okay.
No.
No, I really don't think I have any horror stories.
Did you have any roommates?
Yeah, I was living with my best friend, and I don't. I guess one time she was really into like kombucha making, so there was a lot. Like I think
a lot of scobies everywhere.
A lot of like pots and pans and mason jars, I think she like. Did an Amazon order thinking she ordered 20, but like 200 showed up.
Okay.
But like that wasn't like, I'm like, okay, I guess we'll just have a bunch of jars.
Yeah, I think that would be a horror story to some people, but your mindset's like, cool, we got jars.
I just who cares?
That's fair.
I did have something really frightening.
Oh dear.
My roommate had an iguana that was about this big. You had to hold it with two hands.
So that's a big, long grown.
Yeah, big, long grown iguana. Yeah. And the way the iguana used the bathroom was you had to take it into the bathtub, get a nice thin layer of warm water, set the iguana in the bathtub, and then wait until it did its business.
Stop.
And one time I was watching the iguana. I would watch the iguana when she went out of town. And I forgot my AirPods. It takes the iguana like 15, 20 minutes. So I took the iguana, set it in the bathtub. Also, none of us used the bathtub so that the iguana could use the bathtub.
That's
as a toilet.
It was the iguana's bathtub.
And so I set the iguana in the bathtub. I forgot my AirPods. I'm sitting there and I'm hearing my other roommate having really loud sex.
Oh no. So you're just sitting there going.
I'm listening to sounds I'd never want to hear while staring at an iguana waiting for it to poop.
Yes.
And that was a moment where I was like, I love everyone here with my heart. I can't wait to have my own place.
And today I learned something about iguanas.
Yeah. I don't think
That doesn't seem like a traditional iguana.
Seem like a normal iguana.
I think it was like a special relationship kind of thing.
It's a special iguana and a special relationship.
Yeah.
This episode.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This episode of Assumptions is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Shopping can be rough, even online. And don't get me wrong, I love shopping for myself, but every store has different sizes and I don't know what's gonna fit me right. I literally take so long to find a pair of jeans, and once I'm in the dressing room, they just turn my apple bottom into a loaf of bread. I literally started buying multiple sizes of the same pants, just hoping one pair fits. And that's why I now use Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix gives you a style quiz where you get to share your size and your budget. They will send you a fix box, which, guess what? The clothes actually fit, and I don't have to buy multiples of the same outfit and pray. I love what Stitch Fix sends me. From my style quiz, they're able to totally match my vibe, and if something doesn't work out, it's no big deal. I just send the items back. Free shipping and returns, and no subscription required. They made shopping easy and less stressful, and I don't think I could ever go back to shopping the old way. Get started today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order, and they'll waive your styling fee. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. Now get that apple bottom back to the show.
All right, next assumption. If you use a dish, wash the dish. God, is that so hard?
It's gotta soak sometimes. Sometimes it's gotta soak a little bit, right?
No, it
a
doesn't.
A little bit. For like 30 minutes max.
I would say maybe even just 15.
15, okay, sure.
Like you got some oatmeal crusties on the side, sure. But it doesn't take that long to soak.
And you have to know you're coming back to it. You don't just put it there and leave it. That's a different story.
To me, rather than like, oh, well, this needs to soak, I feel like just own up to that, like, I can't do it right now.
That's fair.
You know what
I mean? That's fair.
Yeah. It's so, like, soaking is like, I can't right
now. Yeah,
I can't right now, but I wanted you to see I, like, put in some effort.
Yeah.
Right.
But then sometimes when you, like, have a bowl and it's full of water, now it's taking up so much more space.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And then it's a splash hazard.
Yeah, splash hazard.
Yeah. And then you're like, why are there fruit flies? Oh, because there's shit in the sink soaking.
And it's, like, really dangerous.
Yeah.
So dangerous. OSHA would have a panic attack about it.
So dangerous.
I think it also depends on if you have like a dishwasher or don't have a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Right now I live alone. Thank God.
You're your own roommate.
I am my own roommate. And he leaves dishes in the sink. And that is something that you realize once you live alone and you're like, oh, now that I don't have someone that I am trying to please, I'm just like, oh, well, that's my own mess. So, well, without a dishwasher, it's like sometimes things I do kind of need to soak it a little bit.
Yeah.
I think it comes down also to like knowing yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Like if you know you can't do this in a timely manner, maybe switch to paper, plastic, you know,
let me tell you, disposable.
Yeah.
I am using the paper. You know,
I think it's okay to be forthright with, you know, with your shortcomings.
Yeah. Your roommates will love you. The earth might not, but you know what?
Yeah, the earth might not.
But the roommates will be fine with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you're not
you can make it up in some other way.
But you are, you are totally right though that—
You save on water.
When you're, yeah, you're totally right that when you soak
we touched
it—
hands.
You are right that when you soak it, when you soak it, what you really are doing is not wanting to handle it in the moment. But you know what? Sometimes you're just lazy and you don't want to admit it.
Wow.
But I was going to say, it reminds me when it's like clean versus messy. Like my girlfriend and I are recently coming into airport compromises, which is how do you compromise when one person wants to be early and one person wants to walk on? Like someone's got to give there. And I think, as the early person, it should go to the early side.
Yeah.
Sure.
So same with clean side, like clean versus messy is like, if you're in a shared space, I feel like it should fall, the compromise should fall closer to
the cleaner.
To the clean.
The cleaner person.
I think being messy is also a state of mind. Like, you know, when you see mess, then your mind is also messy.
And that's so true. Because when you clean up, you feel lighter
and better.
Yeah.
And I think that also comes with age too.
Yeah.
That's true.
But then there are some, you know, artists.
Some incredibly talented
artists,
funny
who,
great artists.
You know, like where they like there's a the thrive in the mess, or the mess is actually I know exactly where that is.
That's
I'm
me.
Not you are that person.
Not the artist, but
but the mess.
I love a messy state, but I also like learned that instead of being like so stubborn thinking that like I know where all everything is in this mess, it also just feels really good to like come to your home where you have worked really hard on like making it look nice and like I want to like preserve this organizational space.
Yeah.
You're right, the more cluttered a space is, the more cluttered my mind feels.
I think some people need do the like I can't clean until I do all my stuff. And then some people, like, and I'm in this boat, is like, I can't do my stuff
until it's clean.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
also procrastination.
Yeah, it is.
Following up on the cleanliness of it all, we have some assumption opinions in here. Cleaning up after cooking doesn't stop at doing the dishes. You also have to wipe down the counters and the stovetop.
Yeah.
And the microwave.
Yeah.
I feel like the the deeper clean stuff could be more like once a week.
Yeah.
What?
I would agree. I think
unless it's splashing everywhere or something.
If you are making pasta sauce and the sauce is clearly on the stove, clean that up.
Yeah.
Right.
But like a deep, like taking all the little thingies off and getting deep.
No.
No. I think that's like asking one step too much if your roommate is already struggling with just the dishes.
Exactly. You're right. You need to zoom out and go, okay, where can we set the
you
bar
have
with
to,
this person?
Yeah, you have to pick what you'll take.
Exactly.
I think for us, every time we cook and then we eat, we always, and when we're like doing dishes, we have a dishwasher, but we don't use it. We just hand wash and then dry. We always end up like still spraying the tables and everything and just like doing a thorough wipe. And then at the end, everything is like spotless again.
If that's I'm doing it with someone else too, it kind of becomes a fun group activity.
Yeah. Sure.
But when I'm alone, like I've lived alone for 2 years and I'm like, you know, I could do that whenever it needs it.
Right. Yeah.
And I'll notice when it needs it.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, want to come over and wipe down the table?
Hey.
That would be really bonding for us.
But if the cleaning products smell good,
that helps.
Yeah. That helps.
Yeah.
I think I like want to say yes to that, but I know I don't even do that myself, so I couldn't expect someone else to.
Yeah.
How often does everyone clean their microwave?
Never.
I don't use my microwave much. But like, well, how often do you use a microwave? Because then that determines.
I use my microwave every day, I think.
I'd say same.
If you use it every day, you could probably get away with cleaning it like once a week.
Okay, good to know.
Good to know, yeah. Noted.
I clean noted.
Funny microwave story that I'm not sure if Ian has ever told. This is a story about Ian.
Is this a Smosh lore microwave story?
This is a Smosh deep cut, deep lore microwave story that I don't know if Ian's ever told.
Okay, and this is why you come to this channel.
Let me just preface this by saying simple mistake. Anyone could have made this mistake.
I'm sure.
Right? I'm in my room. Ian's out making some dinner in the kitchen. And I start to smell something. I come out. He has opened up the microwave and he's like, oh shit, oh shit. And apparently he put his chicken nuggets in there for the oven time. They were in the microwave for like 15 minutes or something.
Oh.
So they were just black little burnt crisps with little, I think he was putting out fire.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah.
And so did your whole place smell like burnt chicken?
Yeah, you know, for like a day or so. But simple mistake, honestly, yeah. I was like, dude, I get it. I would have made some dumb choice like that.
Yeah. So. I've had not leaving it in too long, but I've come home and my girlfriend has left a whole plate of food in the microwave for a while.
Just
like just like
there.
Cooked something completely, forgot it was in there and walked
I have
away.
Done that.
Yeah, but I love that girl. So she can, she can keep doing that if she wants.
we have another thought here. These are honestly like good rules that are listed here. Don't leave any mess in the bathroom that you would be grossed out by if it wasn't your own.
Of course.
I think that's 100% true.
Yeah, bathroom should be one of the highest like priority. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Cleanliness, yeah. Especially if it's a bathroom where guests use it.
Yeah.
For real.
Like how do you feel about like rings in the toilet and
no
shit
thanks.
Like starting to cake up?
Ew.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
You want to keep it clean.
Yeah.
You want to do a little wipe down.
Yeah. Boy bathroom is unlike anything you've ever seen before.
And on behalf of boys, I apologize.
It really is just so, I mean, okay, it's like boy bathroom, girl shower. You know?
For real.
That's fair.
Like, girl shower, wild. Boy bathroom,
I've seen
out.
Some bad boy shower.
What do you mean
too?
Girl shower?
Like, I feel like girl shower, like, for my girlfriend, also, okay, love that girl. She.
This whole episode is being like, we're good.
She likes to, like, if her hair is coming out when she's showering, she'll, like, put it on the wall.
Oh my god, I do that too.
Yeah, so
you
there's
make
like
art with your hair.
Yeah, so there's
oh
like
oh my god, I do that, and it's like, and then it dries up, and then.
Did we not just say if there was some gross stuff in the bathroom that you would be grossed out by, you shouldn't do it, and you're putting hair murals on?
Well, that's the thing, is not grossed out by it.
Yeah.
It's just
some silly hair.
And at least a shower, there's usually a curtain. It's like when the toilet and the sink, boy toilet, boy sink.
Yeah.
A boy sink's bad.
Boy
Something
sink.
About the hair being intentional does make it a little cuter
yeah.
than if it were just like everywhere. There was a Love is Blind episode that I was watching, and like they were, it was, you know, the moment when they finally lived together.
Yeah. Right.
And the
For
two huge
weeks.
Gripe this girl had was that the guy had like some hair that was on the bottom of the bathtub floor after he took a shower.
Mm.
Are you like cleaning up every single hair after you get out of the shower?
I do feel like I weirdly like self-conscious scanning, but like I wouldn't hold someone to that, yeah, because it's really, it's hard, it's not as visible.
Yeah.
Like when you were first out of the shower.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's so steamy in
there. Well, unless you're creating murals.
Unless you're creating murals. Yeah.
And also as a member of the body hair community, mm-hmm, shaving is, it just, it's like, it's, yeah, every day. And then, yeah, it's like, yeah, all the little crumbles and it's like, I have to wipe this down every time.
Yeah.
Again, I live alone. Every time. So I'm like, I'll leave a crumble or two.
Like all the specks on the sink?
I think we could, yeah, we could workshop, yeah, the word crumble here.
I might open a cookie brand.
And I will say really quickly is just that I am fully gay, but I do want to say if you're a boy out there, having a clean bathroom is probably the hottest thing you can do.
Absolutely.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
If I go into a boy bathroom and it's really clean, I'm weirdly like, wait. Yeah.
And that's why I love when someone's
wait.
Like, am I?
And then I go, no. But I have a friend I can tell or something.
I love when people are going to come over to my place because I'm like, oh, I need to clean up.
Yeah.
And then I'll I'll do my, you know, and that's all it takes because it's not that. I'm just like, I just go, and they're like, wow.
If I know someone's coming over, I will definitely clean it.
Yeah.
If no one's coming over, it's just me. I'm like, okay, like I'm so busy right now. I don't want to do this. I'll let it be a little bit grosser than I would ever want anyone
else
to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not, we're not living in filth. It's just not.
Olivia, don't look at me with that side eye. If you were coming to hang out, it would be clean. Don't worry.
Yeah. I know, but knowing that you're not just clean.
I'm clean enough.
Clean enough.
Clean enough.
Do you shower?
This is fake wet hair. I did not shower, haven't showered in weeks. This is actually just grease.
I'm going to come over like unannounced one day. Like, time to inspect.
I'd be like, just a second. Come on in.
We have an incredible assumption here. Living with close friends can almost always guarantee friendships falling apart. How do we feel about that?
I've had the opposite experience. During pandemic, I shared a one bedroom with my awesome pal Trevor. And so he was in the one bed and I was in the living room. And every night we had one pot. We'd make top ramen back and forth and sit down and watch Glee. And I think we're still incredible friends to this day.
That's
and that
cute.
Was like really close quarters and hard. And I think our living styles were just really compatible.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
But it definitely puts a test
it's
to every friendship.
A test,
but yes. it doesn't guarantee you will have a falling out with that friend.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think it will reveal a lot about your dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you have a falling out because of that, then maybe you weren't going to last that long as friends anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think it's like, it reveals just your true living style. And to me, it's always been like, oh, this doesn't mean this person isn't my friend anymore. It just means we're not like compatible.
We're not supposed to live together.
We're not supposed to live together, and that's okay.
It also helps show like your communication style, how much you're willing to show respect and compromise. I think those are important in any relationship.
I'm definitely like a chatter. Like I'm the roommate that comes home and is like, bah, bah, bah. blah, 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 blah. And that's not good either.
Unless you're with someone who's also down to chat.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I lived with some friends of mine in a house and we got so much closer through it, even though there were, and I love you guys so much. There were things that I didn't love, like they cooked a lot, which mm-hmm. Like one of them, like he's a chef. They're mm-hmm. a couple. So I lived with a couple in their house. Uh-huh. And it wasn't their house, but you know, when it's like, this is your house. I'm the other guy. I'm over there. This is your home. But I'd come home and I'd be like, it's like, okay, long day walking. And I'm like, well, it's garlicky in here too. God.
I kind of like the smell of food being cooked. Did it get annoying?
I do not like that.
Really?
I mean, I love food and I love the smell of food, but it's like when you enter a space and it's like, I didn't choose for it to smell like asparagus today. You know, things like that. Yeah. And there, you know, we had like issues with like cleaning, like leaving doors open and stuff like that, but nothing ever got too far that it ruined our friendship at all. It was just kind of like logistical shit.
Like I once lived in a place that was five of us.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
Oof.
Which technically, legally was considered a brothel. In the city of Orange, I was a gal at the time. Five gals living in a place was legally considered a brothel. Mm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Tell me, how long have you lived alone?
3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I've lived alone 2 years and I'm starting to be like, I kind of want to smell the scent of someone cooking food, even if it's some shit I hate, just in my house. I feel like there'll be a warm, cozy
The trick
feeling.
Is to leave a little too much in the trash can. you'll come home to a smell.
I have done that after a vacation. I'm like, what the
fuck? I'm a great cook.
Yeah.
Okay, Olivia's looking.
Okay,
I'm honestly an incredible cook. Yeah. Like, really good at cooking.
You literally are.
Yeah.
You truly are.
I truly am really good at cooking. It's wild.
You made an incredible tiramisu on Bitsy.
Wild, how good.
No, but I wish I had like a chef's kitchen, I guess. Mm. Like separate from our main kitchen so that the food can be released outside.
Be released. Release the food.
Yeah.
This one says, I assumed all roommates treated living together like a little family. But stories from other friends had me realize how incredibly lucky I was to have roommates who turned out to be my best friends. Aww. We would go grocery shopping together and split the cost, plan what we'd have for dinners that week and who was making what, and chore day. If something someone was doing would bother us, we'd all talk to figure out what the solution was. I truly miss living with my roommates. Okay, they lucked out.
Yeah.
That is not the normal experience. Yeah.
Good experience.
The shopping, splitting the cost feels very not normal. Yeah.
We had a rule which was like condiments fair game. For
sure,
everyone.
Of course.
We shared condiments, but it's kind of nice to have like everyone had a shelf.
Mm. For sure.
And that was your food. I don't know. I think it's very sweet to like be close with your roommates, be great friends, but sometimes the assumption that like, oh well, surely when we're all home from work, we'll all, you know, like watch a movie and snuggle is a little hard for me to get on board with.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I would definitely need some time apart for me. Yeah. I feel like that's maybe a little bit too family.
It's too close.
Yeah. Too family for me.
Go move home.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
A bummer thing I will admit was like a fault of mine was in that house where I lived with five people, they did Sunday Sparkle, which was cleaning every Sunday.
Oh.
And I happened to be out of the house every time. But it was because I always kept to my one corner of my room. Mm-hmm. And two of the roommates, love them, love everybody, dancers who were kind of always like dancing barefoot outside, coming inside, dancing barefoot outside.
The floors
you know,
were,
it was like they were like cooking wide things and I was like not really cooking at the time. So it was like, I didn't think I needed to contribute to Sunday Sparkle as much as like daily picking up after myself.
If you do barefoot dancing outside, that's when you go to Sunday Sparkle.
Yeah, that's if you dance barefoot
outside.
You qualify
for Sunday Sparkle.
Yeah.
This one says, it should be common courtesy to let the other roommate know if you're bringing people over.
Oh,
yes.
100%.
100%. Yeah. Every time.
100. Yeah.
Even if it's like, oh, my partner's coming over and they're always here, still.
Yeah.
Really? You think so?
I think so.
Ooh, that's, well, I don't know.
I think.
Like, I don't think my boyfriend tells his housemates that I'm coming over anymore. Because I have a key now.
If it's agreed upon beforehand, like, oh, they're going to come by. Is it cool if they come by whenever? I think it should always...
Oh, it should they not probably be have the conversation where, like, now Tommy's just going to show up.
Yeah, as long as that conversation's been.
Yeah. Right, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and speaking of partners, this one says, if a guest is there for 2 weeks solid, they either have to start paying rent or leave. Too many roommates try to sneak their partner into living there. Oftentimes, the partner has no plan to help with the rent or groceries, and it can lead to some pretty bad situations.
Yeah.
If they're staying 2 weeks straight all the way through, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you should contribute
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
No, that I have experience with that.
Really? That yeah. sounds like a TV plot to me.
Yeah, and it was like, but like I was movie. Also staying with my boyfriend, so it was not that big of a deal, mm-hmm. but yeah. That I can see, I remember now. Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was interesting, but I think it just needs to be communicated. And it's yeah. not like an easy thing to communicate.
Right.
So just like never talk about it.
I don't know if like the rent of it all, if it's like after the 2 weeks you're gonna go, I'm like, I don't know if I would be like, I want rent.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I would be like, could you take the trash out actually? Like if yeah. you're gonna be here and you're making trash, could you take the trash out?
Yeah, yeah. at least. Be picking up after yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like, be a ghost in the space.
Be a ghost.
Yeah, be a ghost.
just go ahead, yeah, just don't
go
exist.
Ahead and be a ghost.
Don't exist in the physical realm.
Yeah.
yeah.
Just turn translucent. Just,
can you Danny Phantom for us?
yeah. yeah.
I feel like it needs to be a discussion with the other roommates, like, oh, this person, my partner, whoever, is going to be here for an extended time. Or, oh, I've noticed, like, they've been here for longer than I thought they would. And then that other, the person staying there should also be, you know, hopefully willing to make themselves not just feel at home, but make the others feel like they belong there by also contributing in some way.
This says, as a feminine person, I think that if someone is going to invite men over, I'd like a warning or something like that.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't want to leave my room and have a strange guy I've never met before standing in my living room.
Absolutely. Like,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Just in this.
yeah, exactly. It's weird when like a dude comes to your house and looks at your stuff, like eyes off of my stuff.
If a guy comes in an apartment, his eyes should be closed.
His eyes should be closed at all times.
And then turn blindfold. Back around and go home.
What if he's really nice and just trying to help out and does your laundry, folds your underwear for you?
For a couple weeks.
Yeah. A couple weeks, 2 weeks.
Just really helpful, 3 weeks,
that's
4 weeks.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Now that's sweet.
Our next assumption, even if your roommate is your best friend in the world, agree to split rent and utilities fairly and get it all in writing. Sign it. Notarize it if you're so inclined.
Notarize it?
Yeah, you never know what can happen over the course of a year and you cannot be left totally on the line if something switches up. Document everything.
Sure.
That's either someone that's been burned or someone with like lawyer parents.
For sure, for sure.
But honestly, I do think that's good advice to put something in writing when yeah. you're on good terms yeah. that says, hey, we're gonna do this all fair. Let's all sign this.
I've yeah. never, that's like a prenup with your friend.
Which is not that bad of a thing to do, yeah. right?
I think it's okay to set these rules and like, it doesn't mean that like, you're not my best friend. It's just like, hey, like when we feel out of place and disoriented and emotional and we can always go back to this piece
first
of paper
agreement.
That yeah. we agreed upon.
Yeah.
And
to me, that paper is the lease we signed.
Right.
I don't want to do extra
yeah.
legal work.
Yeah.
There's also just like the splitting. Like when I first moved in my like North Hollywood apartment, which by the way, people at home, North Hollywood is not Hollywood.
It is not Hollywood.
They just call it that to be like, it's Hollywood, right?
The mountain range like, in between
like,
it.
Yeah. We had, the setup was really weird. Like on our lease, it was just like, this is 2100. Like that was like the lease. So we just had to go, okay, I'm going to get the big bedroom and the bathroom that's attached to it, but the bad parking spot, and I'll yeah. pay like 800. You two can share a bathroom, but you'll get the bigger bedroom and the mm-hmm. better parking spot, you'll pay 700, and then you lose, and so you're gonna pay
yeah.
600.
Yeah.
You know, and so we like, we split it up like that way, but
that
we never
mine too.
Wrote that down or anything.
Yeah.
We just kind of went with it, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you don't always, obviously you don't always have to write it down, but it is nice to have something where like, we're all like excited about this, let's
right.
like get on the same page about this, and
for
then
sure.
not ever have to worry
I
about
think
it.
I would didn't think about doing that unless I had been wronged.
Absolutely.
And I fortunately have yet
true.
To be wronged. There's still time.
There's still time.
You're
still
naive.
Time.
Yeah, I'm still bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I could
it.
Absolutely get scammed.
Mm-hmm. I feel like one day I'm going to get scammed, you
I just
know?
Feel
like it's in the air. Our next assumption, having roommates always feels like someone's in your home and you can't really feel comfortable or at home ever, frowny face.
Even with people I love so much, there is just an element still now that it's just my girlfriend and I were sitting on the couch watching TV. Sometimes I'll just take a deep breath and I'll go, no one's gonna walk in here. That door is closed unless we open it. Like, there's something that's so nice about, like, even if I love seeing this person, it's hard to settle into feeling totally comfortable knowing that someone could come in and out at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I vocalize that a lot. I say, that door is not gonna open. Say it a lot.
You're staring at the door all night, just so, keeping your eye on it.
The only way that door's gonna open is if we open it.
Yeah.
I mean, there are definitely pros and cons.
That's beautiful.
Pros and cons of living alone. I think one of the biggest things is, like, knowing that the space is going to be this way. And even if I'm gone for a week, I come back and it's exactly
so
how
nice,
I left
yeah.
it.
It is nice, though, sometimes where I'm like, oh, if I didn't have roommates, I wouldn't have spoken out loud today. Do you ever have that?
I do.
Yes.
Like, sometimes the only time I've talked to someone or had any human interaction is if we were in this kitchen at the same time mm-hmm. or something. And I'm like, oh, that was actually really good for my soul.
Yeah. It is always fun to, like, go out to your day and say the first word of the day and go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I've said mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
that? Mm-hmm. We have sharing etiquette is so important. Mm-hmm. My roomie and I bought a bag of candy corn pumpkins and had a few, by the way, delish.
Whoa.
Crazy. I love eating wax.
I hate that shit.
Told our third roommate she could have some, too. We left, came back. The entire bag is gone except for one at the bottom. Rude.
One, and wait, are candy pop, what is it? Candy
pumpkins.
Corn pumpkins? They're like this big.
They're pretty big. No, they're pretty big. They're like okay.
They're substantial. There's some heft.
They're not
there's
this
some
big.
Heft.
They're this big. They're not like this.
They're not the
like
size
this.
Of a dime. They're the size of a quarter.
Yeah. I'm just like, leaving one is almost more insulting.
It's not that big. Yeah, the sharing etiquette is crazy. I don't know about the sharing of it all. I feel like once you open that door, it's like you have to be ready to sacrifice that whole bag of whatever.
Yeah. I feel like if you're going to drink all my Diet Cokes, you should probably help replenish mm-hmm. some.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. I don't care if you ate all my candy. Just like—
Get me more candy.
Get me a little bit more candy, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I do have a confession on that. When I lived with— in my North Hollywood crummy apartment. My friend was out of town for 2 weeks. I was desperately hungry and stoned at like 2 a.m. mm-hmm. I did go into the kitchen and he did have a bag of granola.
Uh-huh.
And I did eat that whole bag of granola.
Did you replace?
I did replace.
See, that's great.
I did replace.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I don't think I can look at you the same way.
I'm so sorry. I know. We have come to the most important question I have deemed right now in this chair.
Mm. Okay.
We need to come to an agreement on the thermostat. It was an all-out brawl in college last year.
Yeah.
What's everyone's temperature go?
Okay, so I don't like AC, all right?
What?
No AC for me. Yeah, it's tough.
Olivia!
No, I know, but, you know, we reached a good compromise, which is, I think, 72.
72?
That is AC. That's pretty good.
That's cold.
Oh, really?
I think that's cold.
Oh, yeah.
It's not cold.
That's a little cold.
No, it's like 71 when we're feeling freaky. 72 is like what I'm comfortable. Wait, sorry, was it 74? Oh, it's actually 74, sorry.
74?
74 is like what?
Year round.
That's not bad.
No, but like summer, it's like cold.
Do you heater in the winter?
Of course.
Okay.
I love warmth. And coziness, and I don't like AC. But yeah, I think we've reached, you know, it's like, okay, if it's like really hot, yeah, we'll do it. But then it's not like you keep it on for that. It's like, okay, we keep it on for this period of time, and then we go back to like—
Is this in the contract?
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I don't know. I think that is something that we should probably set. Huh? Yeah. Damn.
There are so many comments right now saying, what? I've never had AC.
And for those wondering what an AC is, it's kind of like this magic box where a bunch of little cold elves blow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going.
Yeah. Really bad for the environment.
Yeah. And I know, like, AC is, like, a wonderful privilege to have.
Yes.
I did not have an AC in my apartment for a very long time, and it was the second story. It still is the second story. Mm. Coming home, and it's, like, 92 degrees in your home, and you're just like,
yeah.
It is a privilege to have that.
It is. Yeah. It is.
It's okay, fine. Yeah, yeah. Go to AC temperature in the summer. You said 74?
Like 71.
71.
I don't know, maybe 68.
68.
Maybe 45.
45.
45, 68, 45, 74.
Six,
yeah.
Seven.
Six,
seven.
No!
Tolly, what was
that
yours?
That was kind of like that song.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. Gorillaz.
I don't know if I have an answer. Basically, I'll say this. I sleep the best when I'm cold.
Sure.
And I love a 68 degree.
Oh, I know that's. I know that's 68.
I know that's crazy, but I like blanket. I want to pull the blanket up to my neck.
Aww, cozy.
And lay completely flat and be like, it's nice. And I have the fan going, wee, and my AC going, wee.
Wow.
It's awesome. Yeah. During the day, I'm fine with 72, 73, whatever. We all know you can always put stuff on, but you can only take so much off
but
when it's hot.
You can't take your skin off.
You can't take your skin off as much as I've tried
yet.
And we're working on that. Stay tuned. We're going to open a business.
My GF... I don't know.
It's
didn't,
okay.
I didn't
it's
have
okay.
the time to say
it's
girlfriend
okay.
just
it's okay.
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I'm running late.
That was awesome.
Sorry, I'm texting right now. I'm doing voice to text.
LOL.
LOL, yeah. She loves it absolutely freezing. And it's... I love being cozy at night, too. But it's hard... to get out of bed when you're like an icicle.
And that is the problem.
Yeah.
That is the hard part.
When I'm sleeping alone, I like it like 74, and I like my body to be partway out,
yeah.
and I'm just on my bed. If there's a fan on, that's good
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Sleeping with someone, like a good 71 or something, right?
Okay, because
you know?
The
body
double heat.
Yeah, body
yeah.
heat.
You
gotta have it cold enough to get...
Yeah, and I like want them to be close to me, right?
Right.
And I do just want to compliment all of us for not one person making a 69 joke.
I know.
We,
wow.
were,
yeah.
we said 68, we your, said 70.
Your GF would be proud. I love when the water drips out of the AC and then you plant a plant outside of it and the plant just grows
no
infinitely. Yeah, right
Is
outside here.
Wow.
Right outside there, I planted a vine, like... 8 years ago, and it's grown all over
the
entire
side
of the house.
Outside.
Yeah,
because
the water drips outside.
6 seconds.
Six seconds. 6 seconds.
Let's set the record, y'all.
I thought that was a Vine reference. That's how old I am.
It is a Vine reference.
Oh, it was?
And then we did a whole...
And then we brought it back to 2025.
Yep. Great job, everyone.
The year we're in now. The year the youth are thriving.
Here we are. Okay, our last assumption, here we go. Sound levels should be discussed and respected. Exclamation point.
Of course.
That means no blaring EDM in the bathroom at 2 a.m.,
yes.
telling your drunk friends not to scream laugh at everything, and move into your bedroom if you want to watch a movie at full blast.
Yes.
100%.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm so conscious of that if my volume's above, like, a speaking voice on anything, I'm putting in headphones if I'm with someone.
Sure.
That reminded me of a story I was dying to say. For this, which was when I was sharing a bedroom with someone and I was like, I hadn't gotten really close to the roommates yet and I just felt like I wanted to be a ghost. Like I didn't want to leave a mess. I didn't want to contribute. I was so quiet where they all were like, does Kel actually live here? Like I was tiptoe around. And one day the person I was sharing a room with, she had her friends stay in her room and forgot to tell me. And I got ready. I was already trying to be so conscious of my sound. I got ready. I blow dry my hair fully in the room. And imagine this, being so nervous to make a sound, blow dry my hair. I hear like, and someone was in the room with me. And I felt so bad that I blow dried my hair in my own room, because someone was in there. And I hand wrote an apology note that said, I'm sorry for blow drying my hair. I didn't know you were here. And my roommate was like, Kel, I should have told you someone was in there. Like, that was my fault. And we're like, I'm like good friends with all of them now. And we just laughed that it was like, we all felt so bad you wrote an apology.
You seemed so considerate.
And I felt so bad. I'm just so sound conscious was a long-winded way to say that.
All right. Does anyone else have any like hot takes or assumptions to talk about roommates-wise?
My hot take is if you have a roommate and your roommate is your best friend or your friend, I'd say enjoy that time. Like all the things, the crappy things that can happen and all the whatever things that happen, enjoy that. Enjoy the holidays in that apartment because years from now, you are going to be living on your own. You're going to be living with someone else and it's not going to be that person anymore. And just live in that moment because I really like miss living with my best friend, you know?
Yeah. One of my actual biggest hot takes, I have to say, I've always been a second floor neighbor. People love to make the joke, oh, my upstairs neighbor, what are they always moving furniture? What do you want me to do? I'm walking.
I'm walking around.
I'm doing everything you're doing.
I'm walking, dropping things, and rearranging my furniture every day. What's wrong with
that? Now in my place where I live, it's so beautiful. And there's an 83-year-old woman living below my girlfriend and I. Oh, no. And she's like, you'd think I wouldn't be able to hear, but I've never heard better in my life. Oh. And she complained to us within like a week of being there saying we were running and that she could hear every conversation we were having. First off, the running was the cats. We were not sprinting around our one-bedroom apartment.
Right.
Two, I just don't know. Like, I just want to say to upstairs neighbors right now, like, you're valid. Like, you literally, like, are okay. Like, you can walk. And downstairs neighbors, I'm going to say it, need to get a grip. I'm sorry.
I'm going to back you up on that.
Really?
I'm an upstairs.
Because I didn't pick it. It was the only available unit in this apartment complex.
It was the only one I could afford, and it's right near my work.
And now I can't walk. And if I drop something, I have to feel f***ing... Oh, sorry.
I can say, okay, good.
Yeah. I'm not allowed to say it, though. It's like a personal rule.
The self-censorship.
Yeah. But now I just have to feel awful if I mess up. We have to be so conscious of every sound and just upstairs neighbors, I hear you, I see you. We will get through this. Don't worry so much.
The downstairs neighbors also hear you and see you.
Okay.
That's true.
Like they should move up then. No. I don't get it. Or everything should be ground level.
Yeah. Or could the buildings be made thicker or something? God.
Yeah. Luckily the downstairs neighbor was like, I mean, look, it's not your fault.
Mine's also chill. I'm like, hey, I am the klutziest person. Yeah. I drop 5 things a day. And he's like, yeah, I know. It's fine.
Anthony, you got a hot take?
Just clean up after yourself and be respectful. And like, if you have a roommate, like even if there are differences, I feel like if you are being passive aggressive and building up resentment, that's not helping anyone.
Right, not at all.
Just discuss it. Yeah. And like the short-term discomfort prevents that long-term suffering. Mm. And I think that we should all be more open to just like having an honest discussion, being like, hey, I still respect you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on the same page about making sure that we could both feel comfortable in this space. Mm-hmm. I don't think every conversation has to feel like an attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes we just get so scared of that confrontation that we never have it. And then things get just progressively so much worse than they ever have to be.
And on the other side of that, be open to those conversations.
Yeah. And I think I feel closest with someone when we can have difficult conversations and still be like, oh, but we still respect each other.
Yeah, like in terms of being open to feedback is like, even if you're the clean one, trust me, you do things that are hard to live with too.
Oh, yeah.
I say that as myself, like I'm definitely not perfect. And so being open to that. And I've learned you can start conversations with like, hey, this doesn't have to be a long thing.
Yeah.
You know, let people know this isn't going to be an intense conversation.
Yeah.
But it's scary.
It's scary.
Well, anyway, that's been our assumptions on roommates. Thank you so much for joining us. You're a gem.
I had a real blast.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
This was great.
I can't wait to do this every day forever.
Yes.
And because you are moving in here.
I am moving in here.
Roommates.
They were roommates.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. no hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay, okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.